This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An associate of U.S. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, charged with campaign finance violations, is having trouble paying his own lawyers. Lev Parnas was represented by two attorneys, but on Tuesday, one of them asked the court to be excused, saying his client couldn't afford them both.
In October, the Ukrainian-born Parnas was charged, along with another man named Igor Fruman, with illegally funneling money to a pro-Trump election committee and to other politicians whom they pressed to get the U.S. ambassador to Kiev removed. And that's not all. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has said Parnas and Fruman assisted him in investigating Trump's political rival Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter, who served on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. That association landed both men squarely in the middle of the impeachment process.
Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas.
Democrats accused Trump of abusing his office to pressure Ukraine to probe the Bidens and remove an ambassador who they thought was an obstacle to their efforts.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. Syrian government troops supported by Russian warplanes advanced on a rebel-held town in the northwestern province of Idlib, according to local officials. The ongoing offensive against the town in southern Idlib has caused a major influx of civilians to safer areas along the Syrian-Turkish border. That's according to a war monitoring group. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which has researchers across the war-torn country, said that following intense fighting in the area, Syrian government forces took control of dozens of villages around the strategic town, killing dozens of people and forcing thousands of local residents to flee their homes. The military escalation has caused dozens of civilian casualties and displaced 80,000 Syrians. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had been promising U.S. President Trump a special gift for Christmas. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the ominous threat.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase rather than a missile launch. A UN spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Protesters in Iraq firmly rejected the latest nominee for prime minister, saying all rank-and-file politicians are unacceptable. A pro-Iranian bloc in the parliament has chosen Basra governor Assad al-Idani and handed his name over to the president. The bloc claims it is the largest group in the parliament, which, according to the constitution, would give it the right to name a new head of government. But the Iraqi Supreme Court has so far declined to say which group has the largest number of seats in parliament, because of a number of politicians who have recently switched parties. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had to be rushed off the stage at an election rally in the southern Israeli port city after a rocket was fired from the Gaza Strip late Wednesday. One rocket fired from Gaza intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system. Netanyahu and his wife Sarah were taken to a nearby shelter. As rocket siren sounded, he later returned for his speech. The leaders of China and Japan held a bilateral meeting Wednesday. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have vowed to strengthen their relationship at a bilateral meeting in Chengdu on Wednesday. Li said in the meeting that he hoped the relationship between the two countries could get back on track and progress in the future. Abe hopeful ongoing discussions will lead to a visit by Xi. Wednesday's meeting came on the sidelines of a trilateral summit with South Korea, which provided a chance for the leaders of Japan and South Korea to meet for the first time in more than a year and stressed the need to improve ties after the, quote, worst period of tensions between their countries in decades.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.